Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
All right. Well, my name is Megan Nippard. Right now, I'm here for my company, which is Cabbage Creations, from my TikTok account, basically, which is Eat Your Cabbage. That is how it kind of started. But okay. Yeah, that's
all right. Well, I got loads of questions because I've never met you before and I don't follow you on TikTok. So what, like when I think of cabbage, I think two things, either the food and or Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yep.
So what are you doing with cabbage?
It is neither of those.
Okay, I would assume so.
So it actually started because my TikTok name was Eat Your Cabbage after my Twitter account.
Okay.
And that just started because I was listening to a musical and there was a lyric in there that just said, Eat Your Cabbage, and I was like, great, that sounds like a good Twitter handle.
Okay.
Moved on to TikTok, was like, fine, I'll use my Twitter handle, Eat Your Cabbage.
Okay.
And then I somehow gained nearly 10,000 followers on TikTok, started a business, and was like, well, they all know me as Eat Your Cabbage. Whenever I'm in live sales and like just TikTok lives, they all address me as Cabbage, so I'm like, I gotta keep with that brand.
So what do you sell? Is it a service? Is it a product? What
so
is it?
I make a lot of stuff, Cabbage Creations. I make
Are they
jewelry.
Cabbage-based?
They are not.
Okay,
I do have a couple things that I have like kind of sprinkled
prefer
in there.
I weren't, but anyways, okay.
I have you sprinkled a couple things in there.
Jewelry?
But I make jewelry. Okay. I make like sun catchers, sphere stands, display stands for crystals, display stands for anything really.
Okay, what's a sun catcher?
So a sun catcher is basically something you hang in a window, in a car, in anything.
Okay.
And I usually include my crystals in it. Sometimes I include bones as well.
Oh, okay.
That is a kind of a staple thing in my personal like business is
right.
I have crystals and bones because I didn't really see a lot of people doing that.
I got another question.
I do have one here.
Bones from what?
Any animal. They are all ethically sourced.
What does that even mean, ethically sourced for animals?
So ethically sourced means that no animals are killed for the creation, for my business specifically. They are, all my bones are gotten from my dad who hunts. Uses the meat and then I get the bones.
Yeah.
I get it from a museum that cannot use the bones anymore.
Okay.
So they like sell the bones that are not museum quality, that are not connected to any other animal.
Okay.
From people whose animals have passed.
People just reach out to you and they're like, hey, I got some bones.
People sell their animals' bones.
There's like a market for this.
Yeah.
Tanner, did you know about this?
Yeah? There's a market for anything.
Yeah, there's a market for anything. Fair enough.
And then just like rant, like if you just go out,
there's dead animals everywhere.
There's no need to kill an animal for their bones when there's animals dying every day.
Right. Okay, so that's what ethically sourced bones means?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so you're making jewelry with animal bones and crystals.
Yep.
And that's the business, crystals and or jewelry and stands.
Basically, yeah.
Cool. How did you, when it comes to stands, like my mom has a hand that she keeps her rings for like, Are we talking those kind of stands?
Or like... So mostly sphere stands, like sphere. Slab stands for like crystals and stuff.
Yeah.
Because when I started collecting crystals and all that, I would always get like little basic sphere stands, slab stands, and I was like, these suck.
Yeah,
these are boring.
Okay.
And I was like, so I started making my own. The slab stands were really hard to come up with, but I managed to do it. Right. People seem to really like it, especially like the weird ones, I guess.
Right. Because they're unique. They're not weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some of them were really weird,
yeah.
But they sold really well.
Okay.
So it was really great. I do have some in store now. I am working on new, weirder ones that I am. I make it all myself out of clay. I paint them. I make some out of wood, make some out of bones, make some out of crystals.
Right.
I am working on learning how to carve crystals as well.
Okay.
And hopefully that will go into a thing.
So obviously we're in Fort McMurray right now. You live here. Are you from Fort McMurray? You moved somewhere else?
Born and raised in Fort McMurray.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Just like myself and Tanner. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Okay. So this is, I got to ask, me and Tanner always ask, what high school did you go to?
Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity.
I was in the first grade 7 year to go from grade 7 to grade 12 in Holy Trinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're one of those, I'm Merc, he's Comp. You're one of those throwaway votes right now because you're Trinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom works at Merc, though.
You're one of the first. Tanner, have we had anybody else who's come from Trinity? I don't think we've had another grad from Trinity yet.
Oh, look at me, I'm the first.
No. But they were all, like, we did go to Trinity, but they were all students at the time. She graduated from Trinity. I think you're the first.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
look at
winning.
That. I am.
Nice. Okay, so you're born and raised Fort McMurray, went to Trinity. How did you get into the carving or of the bones and the jewelry? How did this all transpire for you?
TikTok, man.
Oh,
it like
really?
I was collecting crystals and stuff like kind of throughout like university and stuff. I was in Lethbridge at the time, and I was interested in it in high school, but like I didn't really come from like the kind of family that was like into that stuff, and also I didn't have money.
That's
crystals
right.
are expensive.
Super expensive.
So and also like my parents were also like, ew, bones. Like my dad hunts, but also they're like, you're not getting into that.
Right.
So I when I was in university, more so towards like COVID, I started really getting into it.
Okay.
And then that's when TikTok became a big thing.
Okay.
And it's kind of really easy for TikTok to like find your like personality.
That's right.
So somehow I ended up on like a live sale, and the people there were very like accepting.
Yeah.
And they were like, they really liked me.
Okay.
So it became like a kind of community.
Yeah.
And I'm very like, I don't want to say like a staple of that community, but I kind of am.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of got my business started. And a lot of them are like lapidarists.
That means
that they carve the small crystals that people wire wrap.
Okay.
That's something I do is wire wrapping, like how this is wrapped into there. So. A lot of people I know wire wrap. A lot of people I know are silversmiths. A lot of people I know are the lapidarists. I know people who go mining themselves. So a lot of my crystals that I do sell are hand mined.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people who are like looking like, oh, are these crystals ethically sourced? It is impossible to be 100% ethically sourced, but all my stuff is consciously sourced because I go out of my way to make sure that they are all. Like right now, one of my good friends, he lives in Arizona. Mines a lot of his own crystals. He is very good friends with a family in Madagascar. He is also building a school in Madagascar for
so you kind of know where it's coming from.
And they mine all the stuff there.
Right.
Another one of my friends from Brazil, a lot of the stuff from Brazil comes straight from the mines there to his hands, to my hands.
Right.
So
very
a lot
cool.
of the stuff is like, instead of going through thousands and thousands of people, it's going 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So
neat.
I'm basically like as consciously sourced as I can be.
Yeah. So your business primarily is on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
100% until here.
Okay. Interesting. And so your orders that you're getting, they're coming from local people in Fort McMurray, or are you finding global, or how's that?
It was kind of funny when I went to the post office to bring all of my stuff from my first live sale where I had like 20 something orders.
Yeah.
All of them were going to America except for one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about TikTok in regards to some social media platforms are really good for you to market your services or your products locally or to a certain target demographic, with TikTok, it's really going into, hey, what is your like, what is your need, what is your niche?
Yeah.
And that's going globally, not just
exactly
regionally. Ah, very cool.
Yeah.
So how often are you posting videos on TikTok?
The videos go pretty like maybe once a week, maybe a little bit more often. It really depends on like the week.
And are these live or so are these like curated content?
I do live sales bi-weekly. So every second Thursday, I do a live sale. And then I also try to do them on the Friday after that as well. So just like a second one for people who like couldn't do the Thursday one.
That's right.
And I also was able to get like the little subscriber button thing. So I have like a little one right beforehand for the subscribers that I have.
Okay.
So
neat.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
Very cool. So did you just create a TikTok account and then like we're just looking and then it turned in, or did you have like a thought process like, hey, maybe I can utilize this for... No, just...
That's why like the whole cabbage thing happened, because it was like I never planned on having like a business off of that. So I was like, I have like 10,000 subscribers on this account. Like I can't just randomly make a new account, and like I can't just name it something like change my name.
Yeah,
everyone knows me as Cabbage.
That's right. Go with it.
Yeah.
It's a cool name.
Exactly.
Why not? It makes like no sense to the product. It's just like, why? And then marketing is just getting people to talk about something. So people will talk about it.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we are at a not the Max City location. We're somewhere else. Where are we?
We are at the corridor.
And why are we at the corridor?
Because it's going to be opening.
Yeah.
And I have a vendor spot here.
Nice.
So I have a whole shelf. Well, multiple shelves. I thought it was going to be one shelf.
Yeah.
But it's a couple shelves with my stuff.
That's exciting.
Being sold here.
So how did you reach out? How did you find out about this opportunity here? How did that materialize for you?
I have been talking to Courtney. I would see her at the urban market.
Yeah.
I've been like ordering from her for a while. Like I've been buying stuff from her for a while, because there's not many crystal shops in town.
Right.
And she's a sweetheart. I love Courtney.
There we go.
So I went to the market one day, and then she told me about this.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you have a business? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was like, do you want to like do this? And I was like, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So this
cool.
is how kind of get
so
started.
Did you set your stuff up yet, or are you still working on bringing your products?
I'm set up back there where all the paintings are. Those are my dad's paintings I put back there.
Okay.
So we have my dad's paintings and then all my stuff.
Nice. Now, Tanner usually has questions that he would ask, and I have known some of them. He doesn't have a mic, so he can't ask them. But local people, we have some local questions that he just always throws out. So one of them is, where's your favorite place to go get poutine?
Ooh, favorite place to go get poutine? Joma's.
Joma's?
Yeah.
Which?
Why are you shocked by that?
Which Joma's?
Ooh, I think the one over by, up in Thickwood.
Okay, the one by Subway.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's the best Joma's. I'm just saying it is. That's the best Joma's. No, if I'm going poutine, I go to the ski hill.
Oh, technically that's not in town.
Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
I've never had Joma's. See, this is why if you go to Joma's for me, it's
pizza.
Just Donair's.
Oh,
Donair's
yes.
or pizza. Donair pizza,
yeah.
One of the two. And then I guess wings are like... So I've never had a Joma's poutine.
You're missing out.
I am missing out.
Try it.
Next bag fries episode.
They're greasy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Joma's poutine.
Like,
I love Joma's. Have you?
Excessive amount of gravy.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's the best part. People always like miss out on the gravy, and
yeah.
I hate that.
Have you tried the Joma's out in Edmonton?
No.
Oh, there's one in the North End. It's so delicious.
I didn't even know there's one in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's good to know.
Did you also know, random Fort McMurray fact, there are more Jomas than there are McDonald's in this town?
I feel like that, like, I should, like, know that just because, like, if I counted, I would be like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. But, like, that's good because Jomas is better.
Yeah. So you went away for university for a little while.
Yep.
Why did you decide to come back to Fort McMurray?
COVID? Yeah.
Okay. That was it? So what does that mean? Like
I was kicked out of my dorm with less than 24-hour notice.
Because
of COVID.
A COVID outbreak?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were like, hey, you have to be out of here by 4 o'clock tomorrow. And it was like 6 o'clock. So I like text my parents and were like, hey, get driving down here.
So is school over now for you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What were you taking?
I was in drama, in performance. And
makes sense.
I tried doing that online.
Yeah.
And it was impossible.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Your Joma stack is wrong.
What? How many? What do you mean?
It's four Jomas.
Yeah.
Four
Jomas. There's five McDonald's now?
McDonald's in Walmart, McDonald's in Stone Creek, McDonald's. Oh.
Well, listen, we need to open a Joma's so my fact can be right. Can we throw OJ's in there? Original Joma's? So, like, we.
That's not original Joma's. Though.
It's. Yeah, OJ's used to be like the one up in Gregoire. OJ's original Joma's. I don't know.
I don't think
not anymore.
The same.
No, not the same brand.
No.
So. Drama, are you going to go back into drama, or now, like, you're self-sufficient with this business, you're going to let that one ride out for a
bit? Well, I'm also working at a school right now.
Okay, what are you doing?
So, I'm an EA at the Good Shepherd right now.
Oh,
and,
cool, congrats.
Oh, thank you. And my goal is to kind of make some money doing that.
Yeah.
Because I did have to put a lot of money into this.
Right.
Luckily, I didn't have to take out any loans or anything. So,
yeah.
I'm just going to try to make my money back. My goal was before to go back down to Florida because I did do a program with Disney while I was in university.
Okay.
And I was supposed to go back, but
yeah,
COVID kind of messed us up. And
that's
then
right.
I'm going to try to go back eventually.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'm either planning to go work with one of my friends in America or go back to Disney, or both. Who knows?
All right. How much time do I got left on that, Tanner? Okay. What would you be doing for Disney?
Well, before I worked in Disney World in merchandise, I would want to work in Disney World again. I would like to become an Imagineer at some point, but...
You're using words I don't know, and
yeah.
I'm very excited about it. What is an Imagineer?
An Imagineer is someone who... kind of works more behind the scenes in Disney, in like the parks aspect or just in the company aspect.
Okay.
I have met them before, but like I like the idea of like, I would like the idea of helping just like more with the parks itself. I like just, I don't even know, like there's just so many different aspects to it.
Right.
That there are so many different ways you can get into it that there's just a very big variety.
Okay.
And I like the Walt Disney World aspect over like Disneyland or like I do like the like company itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm definitely a Disney World
person.
Disney
World person. There's a difference between Disney World and Disneyland.
There's a very big difference.
Well, listen, this is unfortunate. Well, it's not unfortunate. The show's only the amount so you can come back again and again and again.
Exactly.
You are fascinating. So please come back and chat with me and Tanner.
If you ever want to talk to me,
you can come back
so many stories.
As many times as you want. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I guess just follow me on TikTok. Eat your cabbage, but it's not like eat your cabbage. It's eat your cabbage. That's basically all I can really shout out because that's all I use now.
Yeah.
I don't even really use Instagram. I do have an Instagram now for my business, but that's really it. Yeah.
Cool.
And come stop by the corridor. I'm going to be working here part-time because I do work at the school.
Yeah.
And you might see me, but you will definitely see my stuff and also my dad's stuff. So that's going to be fun.
There we go.
And these beautiful crystals.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. And you're about to see another video from Carrie. Carrie, take it away, everybody at home. Have a great day. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.